Test 8.
Receiving visitors and guests is an important part of the secretary's daily routine in the office. There is a certain procedure for receiving visitors. A secretary should find out whether the visitor has an appointment or not. If the visitor is an important customer, the boss or his secretary will come down to the reception room to greet the visitor. Sometimes the secretary or the receptionist escorts or accompanies the visitor to the boss's office. Using the visitor's name when he arrives is a friendly gesture and gives the visitor a good impression of the company or organization. When the secretary and the visitor arrive at the boss's office, the secretary announces the visitor's name, title, and position, and introduces the boss to him. When a visitor cannot be satisfied, the secretary should apologize and make some suggestion for an alternative meeting. If a meeting is impossible, the secretary should express regret and explain, with care and tact, what has happened so that the visitor's feelings are not hurt. A secretary should keep a record that includes dates, times, names, and the organization the visitor works for. A secretary can then turn to this for help if there is a request for information. A secretary should be polite, helpful, well-spoken, always smiling, and warm. When a visitor is waiting to see the boss, the secretary should invite him to sit in an easy chair and give him a newspaper or magazine to help him relax, or a brochure about the company to publicize it. And if there is a delay, apologize and offer a cup of coffee or tea and keep him fully informed of the situation. Now the passage will be read again. Receiving visitors and guests is an important part of the secretary's daily routine in the office. There is a certain procedure for receiving visitors. A secretary should find out whether the visitor has an appointment or not. If the visitor is an important customer, the boss or his secretary will come down to the reception room to greet the visitor. Sometimes the secretary or the receptionist escorts or accompanies the visitor to the boss's office. Using the visitor's name when he arrives is a friendly gesture and gives the visitor a good impression of the company or organization. When the secretary and the visitor arrive at the boss's office, the secretary announces the visitor's name, title, and position, and introduces the boss to him. When a visitor cannot be satisfied, the secretary should apologize and make some suggestion for an alternative meeting. If a meeting is impossible, the secretary should express regret and explain, with care and tact, what has happened so that the visitor's feelings are not hurt. A secretary should keep a record that includes dates, times, names, and the organization the visitor works for. A secretary can then turn to this for help if there is a request for information. A secretary should be polite, helpful, well-spoken, always smiling, and warm. When a visitor is waiting to see the boss, the secretary should invite him to sit in an easy chair and give him a newspaper or magazine to help him relax. or a brochure about the company to publicize it. And if there is a delay, apologize and offer a cup of coffee or tea and keep him fully informed of the situation. Now the passage will be read for a third time. Receiving visitors and guests is an important part of the secretary's daily routine in the office. There is a certain procedure for receiving visitors. A secretary should find out whether the visitor has an appointment or not. If the visitor is an important customer, the boss or his secretary will come down to the reception room to greet the visitor. Sometimes the secretary or the receptionist escorts or accompanies the visitor to the boss's office. Using the visitor's name when he arrives is a friendly gesture and gives the visitor a good impression of the company or organization. When the secretary and the visitor arrive at the boss's office, the secretary announces the visitor's name, title, and position, and introduces the boss to him. When a visitor cannot be satisfied, the secretary should apologize and make some suggestion for an alternative meeting. If a meeting is impossible, the secretary should express regret and explain, with care and tact, what has happened so that the visitor's feelings are not hurt. A secretary should keep a record that includes dates, times, names, and the organization the visitor works for. A secretary can then turn to this for help if there is a request for information. A secretary should be polite, helpful, well-spoken, always smiling, and warm. When a visitor is waiting to see the boss, the secretary should invite him to sit in an easy chair and give him a newspaper or magazine to help him relax, or a brochure about the company to publicize it. And if there is a delay, apologize and offer a cup of coffee or tea and keep him fully informed of the situation.